Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Thursday Sports Daily. Shane Dennis alongside Jay Delling, media coordinator for the Wichita Open. Also Mike Kennedy, voice of the Wichita Open 30th anniversary slash birthday coming up next week. And we go right back to Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline with the pride of the University of Miami, Derby Zone, Woody Austin. Woody, how are you doing?
Doing fine, thanks. How are you?
We're doing great. We're just kind of taking a stroll down memory lane when it comes to the Wichita Open or whatever the names were over the last 30 years. And we just got off the horn with Tom Lehman, who won the very first one. And we know you go back a ways with this tournament. Just what are your early recollections of the Wichita Open and actually what with the Ben Hogan Tour back then?
Well, you know, the greatest thing about it was obviously for us, for Tom and myself, for our era, it was a place for us to play. If you remember back in the day, when you tried to get your PGA Tour card, you had Q School and that was it. We didn't have the Hogan Tour. We didn't have the Canadian Tour. We didn't have the all these mini tours all over, the Golden State Tour. And so you had two options: either qualified and got your tour card, or you went over to Asia or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you better have had some money to do that. So it was nice to be given an opportunity to work on your game in the States and try to make that next work your way to that next level. So it was a big thing for us back then.
Woody, this is Jay. First of all, thanks for joining us. Your maiden voyage as a professional golfer almost didn't really get off to a start because you had some physical issues to deal with. Talk about that.
Yeah, it was an old baseball injury. I didn't know I had done the damage I did. And when I graduated from college, that first year after graduation, I tore my left knee up and came to find out that it was an old baseball injury from when I was younger. So my left knee was 8 years underdeveloped than my right. So I had to go through a lot of rehab.
You were out of golf for a couple of years, weren't you?
I was out for 8 years, basically. But, again, back then, like I said, you're talking about the 80s. There was nothing to do. Mm-hmm. There was nowhere to go play. You either had Q, like I said, you played Q school, and that was it. Well, you know, if you're out of the game, which I was for a couple of years just rehabbing, I didn't have a game to just play at Q school, and I couldn't go anywhere to work on my game. So I was out of the game until I felt comfortable enough to get back. And so that took about, I don't know, let's see, I got hurt in 87. I came back in 92. So, and then I got my tour card in 94, or at the end of 94. So 1994 was the first year I played for a year or played regularly since 1986. So
Woody, Mike Kennedy, we just talked with Tom Lehman and Reg Booth and how one of the side benefits for Tom playing here in 1990 was meeting Reg and they became lifelong friends. You also had a personal benefit from playing in this tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I met my wife during the Monday qualifying and when I first started back in 1992.
Talking to Woody Austin on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Been talking Wichita Open, the 30th installment of it, coming up next week. U.S. Open going on right now. Woody Austin tied for 23rd in 1996 in the Open. You have any thoughts on how that might go at Pebble Beach this weekend, Woody?
The nice thing about this week, I mean, I haven't seen the actual course, but if it's the way they said, if it's like it was in 2000 and the previous years, where the greens are firm and fast, the great thing about Pebble is it's not gonna allow just the bombers to win the golf tournament like they have the last, you know, six or seven U.S. Opens. So everybody has a chance, and that's great. That's why it's supposed to be. The winner is supposed to be the best player of the week, not the guy that just happens to fit the golf course and has the big advantage. So I think it'll be great. Hopefully you'll see somebody who hasn't done anything lately win the tournament and kind of springboard themselves to something a little better.
Speaking of springboarding, let's talk about equipment. So, unless I'm wrong, my recollection was you were here in that. You played in the inaugural Ben Hogan Reflection Ridge Open, correct?
I think I missed the first one.
Okay.
I think it was, wasn't it, 91 was the first year?
Well, there's a Woody Austin that's pretending to be on the roster in 1990. So, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, and why? Because I think it was your only event of the year, and from a guy from Tampa, Florida, I'm sure you just didn't throw a dart at the map and say, "Oh, it landed on Wichita."
I don't think that was me. Like I said, the only time that I recall playing was when I tried to Monday qualify in '92.
Okay.
When it was at Reflection Ridge, but I could, you know, back then I could be wrong, because like I said, I didn't get to play much, and that if that's, you know, like you said, if that's the only one I played, that would make sense too, because the only reason I even did come up and try to Monday qualify was because my sister had just had her first child, and I came up to see him and tried to Monday qualify. So
let's talk about equipment. My guess is that the first time you showed up here, were you still hitting a persimmon driver?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was still hitting persimmon. I was still hitting persimmon all the way up to my rookie year on tour 95.
Oh, my. So talk about the equipment aspect and what we've seen over the last 30 years, because you're probably playing a lot of ball, too.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, I believe the technology has ruined the game. I believe that we should have two things, just like, say, baseball. You know, there's a reason why the professionals don't have aluminum bats and all the benefits of, you know, high schoolers and college. You're supposed to be the best at your sport. You don't need all the advantages that the common person needs. So I think it's made the game too easy. And unfortunately, that's why you see all these guys at 20 and 21 being so successful. It's not that they're better than we were at our year. It's just because the game's easier to play, because you don't have to learn anything about the nuances of the game that we had to learn. We had to understand the golf ball, the flight of the golf ball, because the golf ball didn't just self-correct like it does today. It didn't just fly like it does today. We had to figure out how to make it fly. We had to figure out how to make it do things. They don't have to figure out anything anymore. All they got to do is just swing at it and hit it. So that's why there's so much. So that's why they have so much success early. So when you think back to the greats, you think back to a Nicklaus, how great he was at 18 and 19. You think back to Tiger, how great Tiger was at 19. Those were the exceptions. Those were the guys that were the greats and the special players, because they were so good at an early age, having to know everything. These guys today don't have to know jack squat.
That's why we love you, Woody.
Well, I'm just saying, you've been spending the last, almost 10 years trying to figure out who the next heir apparent was going to be to Tiger, and there's never going to be. That's the thing that people are missing out. There's never going to be another great player in golf, because you can't separate yourself from the next guy anymore. There's no way. Everybody, if you look at everybody now, everybody plays the exact same way. There's very few people that play a different style of golf than even the top echelon of players. They all play the exact same game.
I know there's not.
That's sad. So therefore, you're going to have a revolving door like you have. You're going to have guys have, you know, a year or 18 months of spectacular play, and then they're going to drop off. Then they're going to cut it. Then they're going to drop off because there's no way to separate yourself from the next player.
Yeah, you just aren't going to see the Brian Gaze of the world, I think, come out and play this tour because, you know, so you've talked about the equipment. Not to mention
what people don't want to mention that I've said all along is most of these guys aren't even going to make it to 40. Most of them probably aren't even going to make it to 35. Their bodies are going to break down. I mean, if you look at it, there's a lot of them that are already breaking down in their 20s.
Well, Tiger broke
down. Because you're putting so much torque and so much emphasis on hitting the ball far. And unless you're a Bubba, unless you're a DJ who's already 6'5 and 6 and don't have to force your body to do something to hit it far, if you're a Justin Thomas, who now is finally breaking down at, what is Justin, 25?
Yeah.
But he swings hard now. His wrists are falling, you know, his wrist, eventually his back will, I mean, you just can't keep putting that much pressure. I mean, Tiger proved it at his size. You just can't put that much pressure on your body to hit the ball that hard, that far, all the time without your body saying enough is enough.
Woody, is it a common? So is it a combination? Oh, go ahead.
No, you're fine.
Okay, so is it a combination of what you're talking about? These guys are swinging so hard, but let's bring in the physio aspect of it. I mean, these guys are working out. They're lifting weights. Is that also a contributing factor?
I think so, because let's face facts. I mean, muscle tone is great. Muscle is great, but muscle is stiffer. You know, your muscles get stiff. Your muscles restrict movement. They don't add to movement. They restrict movement. So if you get muscle bound, then you've lost your elasticity. You've lost your ability to move freely. So now, I mean, I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, I think it was just, a year and a half, 2 years ago, when Rory was in the middle of his bulking up and getting big, he pulled his own rib cage out, if I remember correctly. His muscle tone is the reason he pulled his rib out. Well, that's not very smart, but that's he was swinging hard and he was so into being strong that his own, that force of the golf swing pulled his own rib cage out. So he lost that elasticity. He got so strong that he even hurt himself by being strong.
Woody, quickly, just for some of the things you mentioned, is that also maybe a positive thing for this tour? Forget about the long range ramifications. When you look at this tour and where it was when you first tried to Monday qualify and the caliber of players that were out there, to having played this a few years ago, and the level of competition on this tour now, is that maybe a benefit for this tour of how many good young players are out there trying to make it?
Well, you can look at it. You can look at it both ways. Sure, it's a benefit in that it allows more players to be good, because, like I said, you don't have to have golf acumen to be a good golfer anymore, and that's sad. I think that's sad from my vantage point. But from a vantage point of more players, more good players, sure. You know, I mean, that gives everybody a chance. But again, when you're trying to find that, you want to talk about that upper echelon, and you want to talk about the greats of all time, you're going to make it really hard to find those anymore, because they're going to go through so many ups and downs, you know, because they're not learning the game itself. They're not learning the nuances of the game. They only know their way to play, and so when their way of play is no good, then they're not very good. The difference between, you know, a Nicklaus and a Tiger never had the big fall off until his body fell apart. You know, the fact that he couldn't even miss a cut, even when he played bad, that tells you how great he is. Whereas these guys nowadays, guys miss cuts left and right. I'll bet even Jordan is what? Jordan might have just turned 25, probably. And as good a start as he had on his career, even when he was winning the three and four majors, he had missed more cuts than Tiger did in his entire career, and he wasn't even 24.
Woody, always appreciate.
They're
always
either good or they're bad. They're good or they're bad. Tiger was never bad.
Always appreciate your perspective, Woody. Thanks for taking some time to join us today. Appreciate you.
Sure, no
Thanks,
problem.
Thanks, Woody.
All right,
thank
Woody
you, Woody.
Austin, the one and only Woody Austin, four-time winner on the tour, four-time Champions Tour winner, and a 1995 PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, Woody Austin. We invite you to visit Mike Seltzer's Jewelers and register to win a collegiate pendant, WSU, KU, or K-State. Mike Seltzer's Jewelers, 2929 North Rock Road. Coming up next, it's called On This Day in Sports History. We play a little word association since we got a gallery in here. Your rental equipment headquarters is at 21st and Ridge. Superior Rents brings us OTD when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.